Have you ever watched a Cessna Caravan lift off a wet strip at 4 in the morning? Single pilot, sky still black, hauling canceled checks and auto parts to a hub 200 miles away, and thought about how thin the margin really is on that flight? That is where automation gets interesting. Not the glamorous stuff, the boring, dangerous, 3 in the morning freight run. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct. Today we are talking about Reliable Robotics, a company in Mountain View that is not trying to build you a flying car and is not chasing a passenger air taxi. They are doing something quieter and, I think, more likely to actually happen. They are taking an airplane you already know, the Cessna 208 Caravan, and turning it into a remotely piloted freighter. Let's break this down. Before I get into it, this segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. If you have a check ride behind you or one ahead of you, go take a look. AviationSoul.com. So what is Reliable Robotics actually building? Here's what most people miss. They are not building an airplane. The Caravan already exists. It has been hauling freight for 40 years. What they are building is a system that flies it, a full authority automation stack that can taxi, take off, cruise, and land with no human in the cockpit while a remote operator supervises from the ground. The key word there is remotely piloted, not autonomous. That distinction matters, and pilots tend to feel it faster than engineers do. Autonomous means the machine decides. Remotely piloted means a certificated pilot is still in command, still making the decisions, just sitting in a control center instead of the left seat. One pilot could eventually supervise more than one airplane, but there is always a human holding the certificate and the responsibility. To do that, you have to solve a problem the Caravan was never designed for. That airplane has cables and pushrods. You pull the yoke, a steel cable moves an elevator. There is no computer in the middle. So the first thing Reliable had to build was fly-by-wire. Actuators on the flight controls, on the throttle, on the brakes, and the nose wheel steering, all commanded by their flight control computers. And here's the part I find genuinely clever from an engineering standpoint. They designed that system to be a bolt-on, a supplemental type certificate, an STC, the same regulatory path you would use to add a new autopilot or a glass panel to an existing airplane. The vision is that you should not need a brand new airframe to get automation. You retrofit the fleet that is already out there flying. The data tells an interesting story about why cargo and why now. Look at where the accidents happen. In that single pilot night, hard IFR freight world, the airplane is rarely the problem. It is fatigue. It is spatial disorientation. It is a controlled flight into terrain on a black night with a tired human who lost the picture. Take the human out of that cockpit, put them in a chair on the ground, rested with better information in front of them, and you have directly attacked the thing that actually kills people in that mission. That is the honest safety argument. It is not that computers never fail. It is that this specific mission, low altitude, bad weather, middle of the night alone, is brutally hard on a human body. And a lot of the risk is human factors. Now, let's be balanced, because this show does not sell vaporware. The hard part is not a clear air cruise on autopilot. Your Caravan will basically do that today. The hard part is everything at the edges. It is the contingency management. What happens when the data link drops? What happens when a controller gives an amended clearance and there is weather where you want it to divert? What happens when a deer walks onto the runway at a non-towered field at night? A human pilot in the seat handles 10,000 small unscripted problems a year without even logging them as events. Encoding that judgment and proving it to the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, is the entire mountain. The flying is easy. The certification of the unusual is where the years go, and there is the command and control link itself. That radio connection between the ground station and the airplane has to be secure, has to have backup paths, and the airplane has to be able to do something safe and predictable if it goes quiet. That is a whole discipline the traditional light aircraft world has never had to think about. Here is where the story gets real, though, and why I'm covering this company and not one of the dozens of slide deck startups. Reliable has actually flown it. Back in 2023, they flew a Cessna 208 Caravan with nobody on board, gate to gate, taxi, takeoff, and landing, fully automated with the pilot on the ground. That is not an animation. That is a real airplane on a real ramp. The company was co-founded by Robert Rose, an engineer whose resume runs through SpaceX and Tesla Autopilot. So this is people who have shipped hard automation before coming into aviation with, so far, a fairly humble airframe, and the regulator is engaging seriously. The FAA has accepted a formal certification plan, what is called AG1, for their system. That is a meaningful procedural step. It means the agency has agreed on the basis for how this thing will be certified, not just that someone flew a cool demo. The Air Force has also put money in through its Agility Prime program, looking at logistics. So what is the honest timeline? Longer than the press releases imply, and I will always tell you that straight certifying the fly-by-wire retrofit on the Caravan comes first. And that alone is a multi-year effort. Removing the pilot from the aircraft entirely, in normal FAA operations, and not just experimental flights, is a step beyond that, and it butts up against rules that were written assuming a human is physically on board. Those rules do not exist yet in final form for large uncrewed aircraft in regular service. My honest read, you will see the automation system certified and flying with a safety pilot on board well before you see an empty cockpit hauling freight for a living. This decade for the pieces. The fully uncrewed cargo network is the back half of the timeline, gated by regulation far more than by technology. Here is the bigger picture, and it is why I wanted to spend a segment on it. The flashy future of flight gets drawn as air taxis over cities and electric everything, but the automation that actually arrives first, the version that quietly changes the industry, will probably look boring. It will look like a Caravan you have seen 100 times. Same wing, same PT-6 turbine up front, flying the same cargo route it always did, just with the pilot moved to a building instead of a seat. The airplane does not change, the place the human sits does. And, if it works, the first people to feel it are the low-time pilots who have always built their hours in that cockpit. That is a real conversation this industry needs to have honestly, and not pretend otherwise. My reporting today draws on Reliable Robotics' own published flight demonstrations and certification filings, FAA documentation on the process, and Department of Defense Agility Prime program disclosures. You can find more of what we cover at RadioHangar.com. I'm Vector. Next time you watch a caravan disappear into a low overcast, think about who might be flying it in 10 years and where they might be sitting. Fly safe.